is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
You'd better grip the road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. Big savings on tires you'll never get tired of. All makes and brands of tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971. Enjoy true comfort at your home or business. Place your confidence in Tom Timmerman and Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Fully licensed and insured. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing, too. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com.
Hello, my name is Maddie Fortman, a senior cheerleader at Fort Laramie High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fort Laramie Redskins. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Fort Laramie for a crucial Shelby County League boys game between the homestanding Fort Laramie Redskins and the visiting Fairlawn Jets. It should be an outstanding contest on this chilly, snowy Tuesday evening, one of just a couple of weeknights this year on which the Shelby County League boys teams scheduled league contests. This is one of them. It's the first of the season on a Tuesday night, and it is a dynamite matchup. Chuck, a changing of the guard, so to speak, in the Shelby County League on the girls' side and in Fort Laramie, neck and neck the last several seasons. The two unbeatens in the Shelby County League girls' standings right now, Bodkins and Jackson Center, they meet this coming Saturday. Last year, it was Rushi, league champs on the boys' side. Jackson Center, Anna, a close second. They finished in a tie for the number two spot. And the two unbeatens right now in mid-December are Fort Laramie and Fairlawn. So a changing of the guard. It's healthy. It's good. It's all cyclical. It'll come back around again. But this makes for really good competition, healthy competition in the Shelby County League. And it's an early season showdown here tonight.
Well, it is going to be an excellent basketball game. You got two good programs. You've got on the Fairlawn side, you just start with Nate Lessing. That kid, they had Gillum that played for them a few years ago, and the kid scored a lot, but he was a shooter. Nate Lessing is a scorer. That kid does not really shoot the ball from 15 feet out. He can, but he doesn't really. He just gets to the basket, gets to the rim, and he is almost unstoppable. On the Fort Laramie side, you got Tyler Siegel, who was more of a defensive player last year, but has really turned into a good offensive player this year for the Redskins. You got Evan Burning. That kid is only a junior along with Siegel. They are really making the Redskins tough this year.
We saw Rushi defeat Jackson Center 41-31 last Friday night at Rushi. Brady Wildermuth was physically handled by Rushi, primarily Cole Tebby. Brady got some points. He was a factor in that game. He needed to be for Jackson Center, but it was a physical contest. A couple, three different players guarded him, primarily Cole Tebby, as I mentioned. yet Jackson Center did not have the support for Brady Wildermuth. The key tonight, Will Lessing for the Fairlawn Jets. Will he get help? If he can get, say, what, 20, 25 points from other players, Fairlawn may have a chance to win this game. Of course, Lessing averaged in the upper 20s per contest last year, per outing. He may have to get that many plus some to beat a very good Fort Loramie team here tonight.
Well, I could see him getting into the 30s. You're not going to stop him from scoring, but and you're right. You got to give him what he's going to get. The thing I'm looking forward to is Tyler Siegel on the inside because, like I said, Nate Lessing loves to get to the rim. You got 6'7" back there protecting the rim. So if they're back there and they're blocking, he's blocking shots and he's not able to dump the ball off to an interior player for Fairlawn, it could be a long night for the Jets.
Cody Kirtner for the Fairlawn Jets averaged 8, 9, 10 points a game down the stretch last season. He was a big factor a year ago as a junior. He has not been on the floor for the varsity yet this year, a very bad knee strain. And in talking to head coach Justin Tidwell for Fairlawn in his fifth year as the mentor of that program, he wasn't sure if Kirtner would play tonight. In the starting lineup for Fairlawn, although not having practiced a whole lot, is Luke Hickman, 6'4 junior. He's had a back injury, some illness, has missed a lot of sessions on the court between games, has played very little in the three Fairlawn wins. So it's going to be interesting to see how Fairlawn gets along, possibly without Kirtner. Hickman may miss a little bit of time tonight, too. And Lord knows, Lessing can't do it all by himself, that's for certain.
Yeah. He can come close.
He's an outstanding player. Wow. Nathan Lessing, the young man about whom we're speaking, 6'3 senior for the Fairlawn Jets. Corey Britton, third-year head coach of Fort Loramie. He's got a dynamite club. Chuck, it's really still a young team, although it's a unit which got a lot of experience last year. You'll recognize the names. Our listeners will. Evan Burning, Dylan Braun. They are juniors who played last year as sophomores. And the young man in the middle, Tyler Siegel, 6'7" tall. Wow. His footwork, his mobility around the basket has improved. It was decent last year. It's even better this year. He was a one-man gang in the Fort Loramie win to open the season against Anna here. Anna had no answer. They tried four or five different players in guarding Siegel on the interior. Not a chance.
Well, I was talking to longtime Loramie coach Carl Ratterman here during the JV game. We sat down here and chatted a little bit. I coached with Carl and Sickler for a while. And he was saying the same thing about Siegel. He said, his footwork's good, but notice the other thing about him. He didn't ever turn and square his shoulders when he shot it. He had a bad habit of getting himself set and shooting the ball with his shoulder towards the rim. This year, he is really squaring himself up, and that has made him an offensive threat. And that makes them really, really good.
Yeah, that's a good point. Dylan Braun has shot the ball well. Over a game and a half so far in three contests for Fort Loramie. He's capable of dropping in four or five threes, 18, 20 points. This Fort Loramie team has got strength. It's a physical team. I like the hard-nosed play, especially of Evan Burning. We've talked about him. He might draw the assignment part of the night against Nate Lessing of Fairlawn.
Well, and I think he will, but you got to be so careful on matchups because one of your best offensive players, you don't want to wear them out playing defense against somebody that's as good as Nate Lessing is.
These two clubs are tied up with 3-0 records overall this season, each one unbeaten in the Shelby County League. The Fairlawn Jets own a win over Botkins. The Fort Loramie Redskins have a couple of wins in conference play, beating Anna and Botkins both. Fairlawn beat Botkins 64-47 to open the campaign, then went on the road outside the Shelby County League, down Bradford 76-40, and Riverside 74-37. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie thumped Anna here in a game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com, 54-29. Clobbered New Knoxville on the road, 74-51, beat Botkins away from home, 71-34. It's dangerous to compare common opponents. I really don't think you can make anything of this. Fort Loramie beat Bodkins worse than Fairlawn did. Bodkins, a club under head coach Brett Meyer that always gets better and better and better as the season progresses. And the Trojans, they take their lumps early on, as they have so far at the hands of both Fairlawn and Fort Loramie. Given the fact that Kirtner may not see much time, Hickman will start. Who knows how much time he'll see. Fort Loramie has an edge, Chuck, getting Fairlawn early in the season at the right time, with Fairlawn being short-handed just a bit.
Well, yeah, and you know, this is such a long season, and as a coach, sometimes you really want to get a kid out there maybe a little sooner than you should, but they listen to their training staffs, and they're not going to play anybody that's not capable of going out there. Not going to make yourself worse by playing. That's what you look for as a coach.
Well, you talk about early season games and the importance of not putting too much stress on an individual if he's not 100%. Last year, Fairlawn won 9 of their last 11. Fort Loramie won 7 of their last 9. Both teams pointed toward the end of the year, got better and better, and each club was a real tough out in the tournament. In fact, Jackson Center nipped Fairlawn by 2 in the sectional final. Fort Loramie upset Rushi to win a sectional championship, 52-51, then lost to Southeastern in overtime in the district at the UD Arena.
And Rushi's still upset about that game. One of my old players is a coach there, and they still haven't gotten over that one. It's kind of like Jim Harbaugh in the high state game.
That's a good point. So many thanks tonight to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com, including Racal Equipment at Jackson Center. We could not have gotten off the ground 11 years ago here on Scorers Broadcast without the support of Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center. We appreciate you folks so much. Thanks a lot to all the staff associates at Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center. Mary Lee Smock, if you're listening, gratitude to you. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Jason Meyer has moved his firm from Clayton to Fort Loramie. It's on Elm Street, and he provided us with some nice warm
fleece. Yeah, these are beautiful.
Yeah, some nice fleece jackets, solid red with AAG in blue, upper part of the chest. Thank you so much, Jason Meyer. We will wear these because it is supposed to be a pretty chilly winter, as we found out already in the last several days. Marker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney. Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. Don't forget, for Fort Loramie games, we have 3 additional sponsors from Fort Loramie on with us here on Scores Broadcast: Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Starting lineups in the tip are next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
And so many thanks here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com to Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Sydney Car Care, 492-9495, 492-9495. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good, long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John always gives you his very best shot. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie. A world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Laramie. No good eating place quite like it. The Bluffton University MBA program. Finish in 2 years. Go just one night a week. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. Starting lineups being introduced. The Fort Laramie Redskins being announced momentarily. The starters are Evan Burning, 6'1", a junior. Dylan Braun, 6'1", and a junior. Nate Lyman up front at a forward, 6'3", a senior. Cody Gaston at a guard, 6'1", and a senior. And Tyler Siegel at the post, 6'7", and a junior. Head coach Corey Britton, year number 5. And this team, Chuck, if it continues to get better and better, develops its bench, gets even better contributions from the inside to assist Tyler Siegel, could be a high-quality club and bidding for a long tournament run come February and March.
Well, they had a nice run last year in the tournament, and they definitely have the ability. That Cody Gaston just being introduced, he's a senior, he's a hard-nosed kid, plays great defense. And then Austin Siegel, he's had some problems with his knee, but he has the ability to help him a bunch, too.
Yeah, I think Nate Kleiman and Austin Siegel inside, supporting the role of Tyler Siegel, will be key to Fort Laramie this year. Fairlawn Jets head coach, as we noted, Justin Tidwell, year number 5. In that starting lineup, we do not see Cody Kirtner. As I look down the bench, I do see him. He's well down the bench, in fact. Don't expect to see him on the floor tonight. That's the word I got about 15, 20 minutes ago. Luke Hickman is in the starting five. He may not be 100%, the 6'4 junior. Nate Lessing, 6'3 senior, jump center, even though Luke Hickman is 6'4 and Drew Brodigham is 6'3. Lessing with really good leaps goes up against Tyler Siegel to launch the game. The ball is up in the air and it's batted into backcourt. It's taken away by the Fort Laramie Redskins. Here comes Burning down to Gaston, top of the circle. Keyshawn Johnson on him. We'll take a close-up look at those Fairlawn starters momentarily. Here's a pass to the inside, busted up, taken away by Fairlawn. Nate Lessing, 6'3", a senior. Nick Brodigham, 6'2", a senior. Keyshawn Johnson at a guard, 5'11", a senior. Extremely quick is he. Luke Hickman, 6'4", a junior. Drew Brodigham, 6'3", a junior. Here's Lessing with a big-time screen. Way out on top, he fades away and buries a 23-foot triple to start off this contest. Well-executed offensive pattern by Fairlawn.
If he's going to make that and to make the defense step out closer on him, that's going to make his driving lanes that much bigger.
How many times last year did we see Lessing make a shot from 21, 22 feet, then the defense would guard him tightly. He'd take two or three steps in reverse and shoot it from further out, or go around and take it to the cup. Here's a deep three left corner by Gaston of Fort Laramie. Overshoots it, air ball. Rebound comes down to Nick Brodigham. Long throw down the floor, intended for Lessing, picked off by Gaston. Gaston to Burning, to Dylan Braun, ducks under, and scores for two. 3-2 in favor of the Jets. We played a minute 15. Three-quarter court pressure by Fort Laramie just to disturb Fairlawn a little bit and keep the Jets from getting into their offense smoothly, and it results in another bad pass, the second for Fairlawn here in the first 90 seconds. Gaston's got the ball for Fort Laramie at the center line. Picked up by Keyshawn Johnson. On a weave to Burning. Here's Tyler Siegel looking down inside for a teammate. Ball smacked away by Fairlawn. It's loose in the corner. Burning tracks it down, though. Gives it up to Siegel on top. Back to Burning near side. Fairlawn defensively, Chuck, in a man-to-man, it appears.
Yep.
Baseline drive against Hickman. Burning tries to bull his way to the basket. Hickman not set. It's a defensive foul. Baseline left of the rim. Burning to pitch it in play for Fairlawn. Bounces right below the iron to Dylan Braun. He's got position on the defensive man, Nick Brodigan. Little shot fake. Then he goes up strong and drops in too.
Key word there is went up strong.
Good offensive set by Fort Loramie on the out-of-bounds play beneath the basket. 4-3, Redskins up a point, 5:50 left to go opening quarter. Top of the circle, Nick Brodigan with the ball for Fairlawn, outside to Keyshawn Johnson, straight away to Drew. Now Hickman comes out to catch. Left side, Nick, cross-court pass Johnson. He catches behind the arc, triggers a long three. It is in and out, no good. Was down below the iron, snapped away, though. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Redskins with a long 50-foot heave.
Well, they just missed that one because that ball went off Hickman's hand. Hickman didn't see it.
Yeah, it looked like it did. The ball sailed down the floor right in front of the Jets bench. It appeared as though Hickman might have nicked it, but it's given to Fairlawn.
Kirtner's checking into the game.
Here we go. Tell you what, he was a valuable player last year for the Fairlawn Jets. He made people play Lessing honestly on the outside because Kirtner can drop him in from long range. We'll keep an eye on him. He's had a little bit of a limp in his gait because of an ouchy knee the first three games. We've got a holding foul here on Fort Loramie as Fairlawn runs a play away from the action. Redskins guilty of checking a player from Fairlawn a little too aggressively. Ball inbounded to Hickman on top. 1-point lead for Fort Loramie. There's a long three, high left by Nick Brodigan. Around and out, no good. Rebound by Fort Loramie. Oh, look at this break. 3-on-2. Siegel blew a bunny from point-blank range at the other end. Great transition action by Fort Loramie, which simply could not wrap up the play with a field goal. We're stuck at 4-3. 3 minutes gone. Fort Loramie up one. Hickman outside the arc on the left for the Jets. Gives it up to Nick Brodigan. Near side to Kirtner. Josh Reck in off the bench now, 6'3 senior. He played good substitute minutes a year ago. Loose ball down on the baseline. Fairlawn saves it in off a Redskins player. The ball is retained out of bounds by the Jets. 4-3 Fort Loramie. Ball thrown way out near center circle. Nick Brodigan tracks it down, gives it up on the play to Reck. On the dribble, it is Nick Brodigan. As the Jets space the floor, now it's given up to Lessing in the right corner. First time he's touched it in about a minute and a half. Left side of the hardwood to Kirtner. Near side to Nick Brodigan. Oh, look at him go to work. Whirling and twirling down the right side of the lane. Got a good screen set up on the inside, paving the way for him. Field goal, Nick Brodigan, a hard drive to the cup. 5-4, Jets up one. We played half the first quarter. Here's Dylan Braun driving into the lane. Flips it way back out to Gasson. Baseline left to Burning. Burning motors along the boundary and banks it in underneath. Real quick, hasty ball movement. Efficiently done by Fort Loramie. 6-5, Redskins up one. 3:50 left to go first quarter. Here's a three ball left side of the floor. Nick Brodigan behind the screen. No, it's Kirtner. Kirtner is available for Fairlawn. He looks like he's healthy, Chuck. He got good bounce in the legs on that shot. A triple.
Quick release on that. Has a catch and a release right away.
Dylan Braun counters for Fort Loramie. His line drive, three ball, bullseye. He's got it. Dylan Braun counters right away. Three-point contest here in the last half minute. 9-8 in favor of the Redskins. 3:19 to go here in the first quarter. These two teams split last year. Fort Loramie won early in the year at Fairlawn. Fairlawn won mid-season at Fort Loramie. Another three try, this time by Reck of Fairlawn. It skims off the rim, knocked out of bounds in the corner by Fairlawn, and the Redskins will bring it down. Yeah, Chuck, so much for home court advantage last year. Early in the season when the Redskins were struggling more than they were late in the year, they beat Fairlawn at the Jets gym later in the year when Fort Loramie was playing much better than they were earlier. Of course, Fairlawn was too. The Jets won here at the Redskins gym. Here is Burning on the bounce for Fort Loramie. Gives it up right side to Gasson. Checked by Keyshawn Johnson. Gasson to the foul line. Fakes the handoff. Gasson still keeps. Lobs it out back near the center court to Dylan Braun. Braun dribbling, picked up by Nick Brodigan. Little pick and roll. Braun hangs on to it. Gives it to Gasson, 30 feet away. Physical defense by Drew Brodigan away from the rim. Right corner, it's burning. 2.5 to go, first quarter, 9-8 Fort Loramie. Lengthy possession, Redskins. Oh, here's a great move by Dylan Braun. Around the defender in the left corner. He scoots to the basket, glides to the rim, leaves it short. That's because he's hacked on the arm.
That was a nice move to the basket that time. I like Braun. He's a three-point shooter, but I like the fact that he's starting to put the ball on the floor and becoming more rounded.
Yeah, you can tell here tonight, Chuck, Fort Loramie's first option, second option, is to attack the rim somehow, some way.
Well, they've got the size advantage.
First foul shot, Dylan Braun, dead center. 10-8, Fort Loramie up 2. Second shot, Braun, got them both. Then it's 11-8, Redskins in the lead. We'll take a close look here at Fairlawn this trip down the floor and see what the Redskins are doing to keep the ball out of the hands of Nate Lessing, who gets the handoff now at midcourt from Nick Brodigan. We've got a different defensive player now on Lessing. It's Jarrett Meyer. Here's a baseline drive by Fairlawn, trying to inch his way below the basket for the Jets is Nick Brodigan. He shoved to the end line. And a foul is called on Fort Loramie, and the Jets will trigger below the basket. Keyshawn Johnson looks, lobs it out back to Nick. High left to Reck. Coming out to catch, number 3, Nate Lessing. And now Gasson draws the assignment. Near side, it goes to Keyshawn Johnson. To Reck. Weave to Lessing. Oh, good switch off. Plyman on Lessing now. Here's a great move, though, by Lessing into the paint. Fall away 10-footer, hit the back rim. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Up 3, a minute 35 to go, first quarter. Nobody stops Burning. Burning powers into the lane, forces one up, missed it. But there's contact. Somebody for Fairlawn in that situation, Chuck, has got to make Burning give the ball up.
Well, even if he's not your player, if you see him getting into the top of the key like that, you got to step over and make him pass the ball.
Free throw, Burning. In the air, rattling, coming out. He was fouled in the act of releasing the shot, so he's got a second one coming. Minute 32 left in the first. Gasson sits down now for Fort Loramie. Jarrett Meyer is on the floor, as we noted. Second free throw is in by Burning. Austin Siegel out there as well, along with Tyler Siegel on the inside for Fort Loramie. Evan Burning, Dylan Braun, Jarrett Meyer completes the 5. Jets down 4, biggest deficit facing one team so far in this game, 4 points. 70 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Keyshawn Johnson, right wing to Reck in the corner. Straight away Lessing. Burning right now following Lessing through the lane. Lessing pops out the right corner, catches a pass, throws a cross court to Johnson. Near side to Nick Brodigan. Braun on him. 55 seconds to go in the quarter. Fort Loramie up 4. And here's a ball weaved on a bounce pass into the post to Drew Brodigan. And it is Austin Siegel reaching around, trying to drive the ball away from him. He hooked him and fouled him. Common personal. Ball out to the Jets to the left of the basket. Johnson to Drew Brodigan. On top to Nick. They're trying to post Lessing up on the inside now against Jarrett Meyer. Lessing has a height advantage. Keyshawn Johnson peers in, now goes to Lessing. He's doubled immediately, now tripled. Shoots a 5-footer right in front. Fine D by Fort Loramie, which collapsed on Lessing. He left it shy of the mark. He hit the iron and ricocheted down to Burning of Fort Loramie.
They did a good job of not fouling him on that.
Exactly, because he's an automatic 2 at the stripe, isn't he, Chuck?
Yes.
20 seconds left in the first. 12-8 Fort Loramie, which has done a very good defensive job on Fairlawn here in the first almost 8 minutes. We're down to 10 to go in the quarter. Burning on the arc. Foul line. Around 2 players. Around the third. Overshoots it, but it's an easy weak side stick back for Tyler Siegel. 2 seconds left. Lessing at midcourt. Long Irishing 60-footer. Wide right. No good. First quarter comes to a close. Fine finish by Fort Loramie. Biggest lead in this game. 14-8 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, one of our Fort Loramie game sponsors. Tom and Jerry's meets all state requirements for training and professionalism. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timberman at Tom and Jerry's in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Nice play run by the Jets. Opening action, second period. Who got the hoop? Was it Nick Brodigam, Chuck?
No, it was Lessing. They ran a back screen for him.
Lessing got the field goal, but here's Fort Loramie countering. Great high-low action by the Redskins. It went down inside to Nate Plyman. Good feed on the play by Fort Loramie. As Tyler Siegel dropped it to Plyman, he makes the four-footer, 16-10. They trade buckets at the outset of the second quarter. Lessing with two field goals now for Fairlawn. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigam. On the arc to Lessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. A late whistle. What do we have? A foul against Fort Loramie, rebounding, which means the Jets have a chance for essentially a 5 or 6 point sequence here. Made three, foul Fort Loramie, ball out of bounds to the Jets. Below the basket, Fairlawn behind the six. It goes inbounds to Nate Lessing, deep left corner, Keyshawn Johnson. It's a three-point game, 16-13. It was 14-8, a six-point spread at the end of the quarter. The three-pointer by Lessing has trimmed it to three. Fairlawn retained the ball after the foul on Fort Loramie on the made field goal. Here's Drew Brodigam at the elbow on the right. Gives it up out back to Reck. High left to Lessing. Coming out to catch Nick Brodigam. Shake and bake move. He's in trouble in the lane. Gets rid of it on the arc. And Nick didn't get out of the paint soon enough. He's whistled for 3 seconds.
That's the first three-second call of the season.
Maybe.
I don't remember another one.
How about the whole calendar year?
You're probably right. Honestly, it's just not called anymore.
No, it's not. Nope. And it gets abused occasionally by players who just stand in there for 4 or 5 seconds. And they gain an advantage in doing so. Foul line, Tyler Siegel backs his defender down. Look at him go to work on Drew Brodigam. Might have gotten away with a walk. No whistle. Missed him with the left hand. Stick back with the left hand. No good. But he's pounded hard on the arm.
He got away with about three steps.
Yeah, I would agree. Head coach Justin Tidwell's got a good case for Fairlawn. The first drop step move and duck under was pretty good by Tyler. Then he did it maybe once, twice more. And dragged the pivot foot for certain, got away with it because there was a cluster of bodies inside. I don't think Siegel's feet were detected clearly. First foul shot by Tyler, good. Second one short. And reaching high to yank down the rebound is Drew Brodigam for Fairlawn. 17-13 in favor of Fort Loramie. Biggest lead so far, 6 points. Nick Brodigam high left. Keyshawn Johnson catches in the left corner. Drew Brodigam at the foul line. Squares up, doesn't shoot. Fairlawn works it to Lessing, 25 feet away. Gasson on him tightly. Near side to Nick Brodigam. Back to Lessing. Behind the screen, near side, it's Nick. Switch off by Fort Loramie. Dylan Vaughn picks him up. Nick Brodigam retreats, resets the attack near the Redskins logo at midcourt. 5.5 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie up 4. Fairlawn being very patient. Here's Lessing, 30 feet out. Right wing, it goes to Reck. Cross court to Lessing. Gasson on him. Gasson slaps his hands. Ball delivered to Keyshawn Johnson. Fakes right, goes left. He's pushed as he darts into the lane. Ball out of bounds to the Jets, who trail by four. 5:19 left in the second. Fairlawn Jets, Chuck, much like Rushi against Jackson Center, being very patient against outstanding defense. Jets inbound it to Lessing. Lessing, far right wing, missed a three-pointer badly. But I think the rebound was gobbled up by Cody Kirtner. He got the stick back.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, great play by Cody Kirtner. Fine weak side board. He slipped in between two Redskin rebounders and notched two. Timeout called by Fairlawn. 5:10 to go, second quarter. The Jets are within two on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
After the Fairlawn Jets timeout, the Redskins throw it inbounds on the play to Burning. And Burning slashes through the top of the circle, gets below the foul line, leans in, and cleverly attracts a two-shot foul. Evan Burning does it about as well as anybody in the Shelby County League, Chuck. He likes to knife his way into the paint. He's strong enough to score even when he's absorbing contact on that particular play. He couldn't get the shot to drop, but he does make the free throw, a second one here now.
Well, he is a real key for what they did last year in that run. He just got better and better, and he really kind of keyed that run through the tournament.
Both free throws made by Burning of Fort Loramie, 19-15. Redskins up four. 4:48 to go in the second quarter. Keyshawn Johnson, long range, out back to Nick Brodigham. Fairlawn in the road, blue, white numerals. Here's Lessing in the left corner, and he makes a good drive. Squeezes between two players. Tyler Siegel chops down on the left shoulder of Lessing. There's some ball, but also body, and Lessing is awarded two at the stripe. Redskins don't agree with the call. There was some contact down low, perhaps.
I think the problem was the call was awfully late.
Free throw, Lessing, swish. He's got it. He's an 85-86% free throw shooter, makes about every one of them. That's what, 17 of every 20 he shoots at the stripe go down.
That's pretty impressive.
Makes two in a row here. 19-17, Redskins up a bucket. 4:38 left here in the second quarter. Burning makes two free throws. Lessing hits a couple. Right back to a two-point deficit. Here is the ball being handled by Fort Loramie. Far right wing, it's Dylan Braun. And a Fairlawn Jets player gets physical, tries to wrap him up and get Mitts on the ball. Instead, arms around Braun, sending the Redskins to the stripe for the 1-1. Each team in the bonus now the rest of the half. Free throw, Dylan Braun. It is too hard, in and out. It shook down inside the cylinder, popped away. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Field goal, Kirtner of Fairlawn. We're tied at 19. Here's a bad pass by Fort Loramie at the high post. Picked off by Nate Lessing. He bolts down the floor, pulls up on the arc. Lobs it near side to Kirtner. Straight away to Nick. Back to Lessing. Keyshawn Johnson with the lead for Fairlawn. Left baseline. Hit for two. 16-footer by Keyshawn Johnson. Good-looking jump shot. As Fairlawn ran its pattern and got the open shooter. Two-point lead now for the Jets. Fairlawn attacking left corner and trying to dive into the paint is Eli Rosengarten. And the Fairlawn Jets crowd thinks the defender had planted himself. Referee has other ideas. And Rosengarten in off the bench for Fort Loramie. shoots two at the free throw line, the 5 foot 10 inch sophomore. Rosengarten aims, and he missed it long. Redskins have missed the last couple. The Jets lead it by two, 21-19. 3:39 to go here in the first half. Tell you what, Kirkner, for not having played in three games for the Jets because of a gimpy knee, has performed very capably here in the second period since coming in.
Well, that long pass you talked about by Johnson was a great pass, but it's also a really nice catch by Kirkner in traffic and went up, so he doesn't seem like he's worried about his knee.
Right, and that's a good thing for Kirkner.
Yep.
And head coach Justin Tidwell. Second free throw made by Fort Worth. The Jets bring it down the floor, leading by one. Keyshawn Johnson is an important cog. If he can make some outside jump shots, just three or four a game, or two or three a game, because we know he will play excellent D. Here's Keyshawn with the ball, high right, gives it up on the play to Nick Brodigan, who fakes right, goes left, circles through the paint, lobs to Keyshawn, left corner, 18-footer on the way. It is in and out, down in the well. And it popped up and out of there. Fort Worthy got the rebound, juggled it, and then threw it up the floor out of bounds.
That was all Nate Lessing. That was a rebound by Siegel. And nobody came back to help him out, and Lessing just harassed him until he turned the ball over.
Yep, Nate continued to hound Tyler Siegel of Fort Worthy, who eventually, in his haste, passed the ball away. And the Jets throw it inbound to Lessing. Spin move, foul line, shot off to the right. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. 21-20. Fairlawn has taken the lead with 2:41 to go here in the second quarter. Here's Burning in the top of the circle to Gasson. Starts a drive, goes back out to Burning 25 feet away. Keyshawn Johnson draws that assignment. Here's a screen set by Nate Plyman in the corner. Oh, outstanding play. Burning hits the cutter. Tyler Siegel down the lane. Bounced it to him right on the money. Siegel dropped in the little layup from point-blank range. Fine ball movement. Good action by Fort Loramie away from the ball. 22-21. Redskins up one. Drew Brodigan gives it up out back to Nick Brodigan. Back to Drew straight away. High left to Keyshawn Johnson. Here's Lessing in the top of the circle. Nick's got it. Deep in the left corner, coming out to catch Lessing. Gasson picks him up. Lessing bouncing, maneuvering, still behind the arc. Goes to Nick. Zips it cross court in the right corner to DJ Graves, a 5'11 junior in off the bench. And Fort Worthy hammers the ball away out of bounds. Jets underneath the rim will trigger.
He has no business going in there with Siegel.
Good block by Tyler Siegel against the smaller Graves. Ball lobbed in by Fairlawn. Here's Nick Brodigan. Look at that herky-jerky move down the lane. Threw it up high off the backboard. Almost went in. Caught rim as it hit glass first. And then Nick had a blow planted on him. He plopped to the floor. Sold the foul call. Two free throws coming for Nick Brodigan. A chance for Fairlawn to edge back into the lead. Free throw Nick, short, no good. 22-21 Redskins, a minute 34 to go in the second. Very tightly played game, Chuck. Probably one of our better Tuesday night games of the season here on Scores Broadcast.
I'm sure it's going to be. We like the matchup from the beginning.
Second free throw here by Nick upcoming. Keyshawn Johnson came out. He's going to stay off the floor. It's Graves, Kirtner, Lessing, Nick Brodigan, Keyshawn Johnson for Fairlawn. Second foul shot up and in, and we are tied at 22. Midcourt, Burning with the ball for Fort Loramie. It's a high screen from Tyler Siegel. Burning down the right side of the lane, hop, step, and a jump into the lane. Ball ripped away. Oh, great defense by Nick Brodigan. 3-on-1 break, Fairlawn. Lessing overshot it, should have given it up, didn't, missed it. Boy, the Jets blew a golden chance right there. Here comes Fort Loramie back the other way. Gasson hits the trailer. Now it's thrown cross court. Touched by Fairlawn, goes out of bounds. Minute 5 left here in the second. Tied at 22. Fairlawn's done a pretty good job, wouldn't you say, Chuck, trying to nullify some of Tyler Siegel.
Yeah, they haven't been able to throw the ball down. I mean, his only he's got two baskets, both of them offensive rebounds.
Right. Here's Burning at midcourt. run off a very good baseline pass. And you're right, the one field goal, a follow-up down inside. But in the flow of the offense, he has not been able to become a factor. He comes out high to catch it here. Fires baseline left to Jarrett Meyer in the corner of Burning. 45 seconds to go in the half. Ball lobbed into Tyler, and he's got two defenders on his back, one of whom commits a foul. But, Chuck, if the games we have seen so far in the Shelby County League on the boys' side have been any indication, it is going to be a defensive season.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not sure if it's as much defense as maybe the offenses aren't really there yet.
Right. Free throw, Tyler Siegel, way long. Long rebound, though, for Lorman. Ball gathered in the corner by Dylan Braun. He fakes left and slides the pivot foot. He traveled. We're stuck at 22. 22 apiece.
Called a foul on him.
Oh, he did. Charging. He lowered the shoulder.
Yep.
Player control foul.
Player control, some no shots here for Fairlawn.
That's his second.
Second on Dylan. He sits down. And Fairlawn has exercised excellent patience each time down the floor against this very stern Fort Laramie defense. Jets simply have not forced the issue. Rushi didn't against Jackson Center last Friday, and it paid dividends at the end for the Raiders, who won a low-scoring tilt 41-31. High right, Nick Brodigan inside to Hickman. Reaching around to Siegel to punch it away. Jets get it back, though, on the arc. Here's Lessing, 30 feet out. 12 seconds left in the half. 22-22. Lessing dribbles between the legs. Burning on him. Down to 6. Down to 5. Let's see what Lessing does. Gives it up to Nick Brodigan for a triple try. Overshot it. Air ball out of bounds. First half ends. Then about 2.5 players were shading Nate Lessing there at the end. Nick Brodigan was awarded the shot. He could not connect. And we are tied at the break. Fairlawn 22, Fort Laramie 22 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Laramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Halftime at Fort Laramie. Very important Shelby County League boys game. Redskins 22, the Fairlawn Jets 22. Thanks to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News, who's keeping tabs for us on the Sydney-Troy game at Troy. 48-30 at the halftime break, I think Ken noted. 18-point lead, Sydney over Troy. That's a run-and-gun affair. John Willoughby, Paul Bremigen, two former Shelby County League coaches going at it head-to-head in the GWAC North tonight. And Sydney coming back strong offensively after a slow-motion game against a very good opponent, Wapakoneta, this past Saturday night.
Well, Wapakoneta shot lights out. That's as good a three-point shooting as I've ever seen a high school team have. And it kind of, I think it really shook Sydney to the point where the rest of their game just kind of fell apart. I thought you were going to say that was as good a shooting from behind the arc as you've ever seen in the NBA.
Well, that might have been the NBA too. Well, maybe not the NBA, but
our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Thanks so much to Wilson Health, which has been on board with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com for 8 years now. 22-22 tie. It's all even at the break, Chuck.
Well, if you look at the team stats first, Lormie has a 10-5 rebounding advantage, 3-1 on the offensive boards. Fort Lormie turned the ball over 4 times. Fairlawn turned it over 3 times. The Redskins 7-12 from the free throw line. Fairlawn only went 4 times but made 3 of them. Individual scoring, Nate Lessing leads the Jets with 10. Cody Kirtner off the bench 7. Looks like he's going to round into good playing shape, and so far he looks pretty darn good.
Yep.
They got 3 from Nick Rodigan, and they got 2 from Keyshawn Johnson. They scored 8 in the first quarter, 14 in the second for 22 points at the half. Lormie was led by Dylan Braun. He scored 9. They got 5 each from Evan Burning and Tyler Siegel, 2 from Nate Kleiman, a free throw from Eli Rosengarten. They scored 14 in the first quarter, 8 in the second, 22-22 at the half.
Chuck, the fact that these two clubs have personnel which have gone against each other now for several games over the past few years is evident tonight. Each club's offense is well known. It's been a defensive contest so far. Each team valuing the ball, trying to make a half a dozen passes or more to get the defense to flex to find an opening. There have not been many cracks defensively.
Very few easy baskets, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I said this last year, and I'm going to say it again. Nate Lessing is too unselfish at times. I think he needs to look to score more than he does. And this is a kid that averages 28 points a game, so it's probably hard to say. But I just think sometimes he kind of takes himself out of the offense a little bit.
And I'll make the point right there in the last few seconds of the second quarter. Chuck Lessing had the ball top of the key. He made a three-pointer from that distance earlier in this game, and he gave the ball up with a couple seconds left, and then the shot was missed by a teammate at the buzzer. That's one that Nate, of all people in the Shelby County League, that's a shot that Nate should take.
Well, and even if they step out and he ball fakes, he puts it on the floor, gets into the lane, probably goes to the free throw line. He needs to be more aggressive offensively.
I'd agree. Halftime score, Fort Lormie 22, Fairlawn Jets 22. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
22-22 tie, Fort Lormie Fairlawn here at the half. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal promoting student academic success here on scoresbroadcast.com, and has done so since the inception of Scores 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California. Thus the name LaCal. And during boys basketball games, LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center spotlights a couple cheerleaders, one from each high school. Tonight from Fort Lormie, sophomore cheerleader Riley Puppelman, the daughter of Gary and Jill, 3.68 GPA, takes part in the golf team, member of the Spanish Club, plays flute in the band, is on the yearbook staff, and is a sophomore officer for student council. She's considering possibly Ohio State.
and maybe would want to become a biology teacher someday. For Fairlawn, we highlight Brittany Morris, a senior cheerleader, daughter of Elizabeth Morris, 3.85 GPA, takes part in yearbook, FCCLA, Science Olympiad, church youth group, has taken Edison PSEOP classes and earned college credit before completion of high school. And she would like to go on to Edison, complete her associate degree, then transfer to a four-year university. Riley Puppelman of Fort Loramie, Brittany Morris of Fairlawn, two cheerleaders tonight, our Local Equipment Spotlight performers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Hello, my name is Maddie Fortman, a senior cheerleader at Fort Loramie High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fort Loramie Redskins. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
It's a good idea to get new tires right away to grip the road firmly before an even bigger change in the weather hits you. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. At M&A Muffler and Tires, take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics. Free pickup and delivery also. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971. Jeff Gebhardt, that's Geppy, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. We start the third quarter with Fort Loramie getting possession. Game tied up at 22-22. Each team unbeaten on the year, 3-0. Fort Loramie 2-0 in the Shelby County League. Fairlawn Jets 1-0. Fort Loramie's beaten Annan Botkins. Fairlawn owns a triumph against Botkins. Here's a baseline fadeaway shot by Dylan Braun to kick off play in the third quarter. Left it short, no good. Rebound right corner, Fort Loramie. Right back to Braun for a triple try. Missed it short. And guess what? The ball kicked back to the Redskins again. Braun dumps it down. Baseline right to Siegel. And Drew Brodigam gets a mitt on it from behind and jams it out of bounds. Dylan Braun, Chuck, starting the third quarter with a couple good looks. He will usually make one of those two.
He had nine in the first quarter and scored since.
Ball lobbed in by Burning, out back, collected there by Braun, back to Burning, 30 feet away, right in front of the Redskins bench. Game tied at 22. 40 seconds gone, third quarter. On a weave, it is Plyman, straightaway Tyler Siegel, near side Cody Gasson, Keyshawn Johnson on him. Cody drives him in at the head of the key, pulls up, gives it to Plyman. Lyman hangs on, wants to go to Burning. Ball popped up in the air by Hickman. It comes down to Lessing of Fairlawn. Look at Lessing go to work, driving. Left-handed shot, crammed out of bounds. What a play, Tyler Siegel. He's got a few of those tonight.
That's what his strength was last year. He is a heck of a defensive player and a great shot blocker.
Here's Lessing in midcourt for the Jets. Game tied at 22. A minute 10 gone in the third. Hickman comes out to catch. On a weave to Nick Brodigam. Left corner, Lessing. Picked up by Burning. Baseline left, Hickman. Spin move against Tyler Siegel. Can't get clearance to shoot. Gives it up. Gets it back. Shot fake, Hickman. Then he lets it go on the arc. Overshot it. Didn't catch rim. Easy rebound, though. Collected by Keyshawn Johnson in the right corner. Skips it to Nick Brodigam. Through the lane goes Nick. Acrobatic maneuver. Half hook shot on the run. Hit the ring. Bounced away. And here come the Redskins. Nobody scored in nearly 2 minutes to start the second half. Braun on the arc, right corner burning. Skips it cross court to Gasson. Shot fake held by Johnson as he scooted toward the basket. Ball out of bounds to Fort Warmie, left of the rim. Baseline inbounding is burning for Fort Warmie. Bounces below the iron. It's Braun in a lot of traffic. Fakes again against three players. Muscles it up short. Rebounded by Fairlawn. Good shots at a premium. That one was in close, but it was challenged hard by the Jets. And Fort Laramie couldn't find the range. 5:50 to go, third quarter. Still not a point in the second half. High left, Hickman. It has been a very stingy defensive game so far. Fake left by Brodigham. Goes right through the top of the circle. Right corner, Keyshawn Johnson eyes the goal. Missed it off the flange. And Tyler Siegel went up like a skyscraper. Jerked down the rebound. A lot of contact, though, on the board. Hickman drops to the deck. And the Fort Laramie bench says, what's that all about? Foul called against the Redskins. Ball goes to the Fairlawn Jets, left of the basket. Keyshawn Johnson to throw in. Oh, hits the cutter. Lessing gliding toward the rim. Shot it too hard. No good. Rebound of a Siegel foul. Keyshawn Johnson.
That's one of those 80-foot fouls that you don't need. That's his third foul. He's going to have to come sit down now.
And Nate Lessing missed one from point-blank range. Dylan Braun's missed a couple already in this half he would normally make.
Well, I'm going to give the credit on that one to Tyler Siegel because he was intimidating down there, and Lessing was looking at him instead of the rim.
Yep, Tyler altered it just a bit, made Lessing go up into the air a little stronger, figuring there would be contact. He missed it hard. Here's Warby attacking. Baseline left to Siegel. Goes up and under around Hickman. Shot it short. No good. Got the rebound. He's fouled. It's rolling off. No, but he's got two free throws coming. That's what Fort Warby needs to do more of if it can get it done. And that's pump the ball inside to Tyler Siegel, who's got a couple free throws here. Nearly 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Nobody scored a point yet in this half. And still no one's dented the scoring column in the third quarter. Is that charity stripe toss by Siegel. Hits the heel and kicks away. Second shot, Siegel up, and this one is through. 23-22. 1 point lead, Fort Laramie. 5:03 to go, third quarter. Lessing, top of the key, right side, Nick Brodigham. Gets a screen from Drew, goes to the foul line, doesn't shoot. Bounce pass near side to Kirtner. Kirtner leaves it for Lessing on the arc. Gasson's on him. Lessing head of the key. Now Siegel comes out to hedge. Left side pass to Nick Brodigham. Screen from Hickman. Nick into the lane. Oh, a good backdoor pass to Kirtner. Drive. Shoots it too hard. Rebound Siegel. Outlet up the floor to Burning. Left corner Gasson. He's unmolested. No one around. Driving. Missed the layup. Rebound over the Jets. Still not a field goal in the half.
Wow, this is terrible shooting right now. This is not defense.
No, it's Tuesday night shooting.
Yeah, I'm going to give you that. Cold outside,
cold inside.
Cold in the gym.
Tuesday night shooting slump being experienced by both clubs. We've got a foul on the Jets' trip down the floor. It goes against Burning, his second. Still 23-22 Fort Laramie. Not a field goal yet in the third quarter. Deep left side, it's Drew Brodigham. Outside to Nick, head of the key, Lessing. Man-to-man by Fort Laramie. Swinging through the top of the circle is Nick. Now to Kirtner. Left side, Lessing. Burning on him. To Hickman, head of the key. Hickman outside the arc and right to Nick. Nick fires a pass left corner. Kirtner, long, high-arching three. Missed it hard. Weak side rebound, Lessing, though. Then Kirtner comes in after shooting the triple to get the offensive board. And he's smacked on the arc. Ball out of bounds to the Jets. Third foul on Dylan Braun.
Well, that was their two best scorers that time. Neither one of them caught the rim on their shots.
What do you call it, Chuck? The Tuesday Blues?
Well, that would favor Fairlawn.
Yeah, they're blue and white. Yeah. Fort Laramie, the home white, red numerals outlined in black. Fairlawn blue from top to bottom with white numbers. Herky jerky move by Lessing into the lane. Good defense. Fed it off to Drew Brodigham. And he tried to back down the defender and plowed him over. Tyler Siegel was set. Offensive foul.
Good call.
Yep. We have played 4 minutes and 14 seconds, Chuck, in the third quarter. 4:14 off the clock. Not a basket yet from the floor.
That was also the third foul on Drew.
Drew drew his third.
He drew his third.
That wasn't very funny, was it? Up across the timeline comes Burning for Fort Laramie. Gives it up outside to a teammate, then gets it back. Looks for Gasson, right flank. Ball lobbed into Siegel. Siegel is hindered from the backside by Reck, who's all over him. Foul called on Fairlawn. Tell you what, the way we're going, these two clubs will be in the 1-1 before the third quarter closes out.
Well, Fairlawn not quite as deep, and they've got three young men in foul trouble with three fouls now.
Burning set to lob in, goes out back on the play to Plyman. Plyman catches, gives it up near side to Burning. Burning on the bounce, stops his dribble, goes to Plyman, head of the key. To Gasson, 25 feet away, straight on Tyler Siegel. 3:15 to go, third quarter, not a made field goal yet in this half. On top, it's Plyman, he hesitates. Sagging in is Hickman. Here's a forced feed inside for Tyler Siegel, broken up by Fairlawn, which comes out of there with it. Deep in the left corner, Hickman for the Jets. Out back to Kirtner. Look at him fire his way down the lane. Bolt to the basket. Missed it. No good. Got the rebound, and he's undercut. Ball out of bounds to the Jets. Well, Kirtner has given the Fairlawn Jets some life. He has tried to take some initiative here in the third quarter. Cody Kirtner has been assertive. Tyler Siegel sits down for the Redskins. 2:54 to go in the third quarter. Still not a bucket in the period. Ball lobbed and out back to Nick Brodigan. Right corner Kirtner on top to Reck. Hand off to Lesson. Picked up by Gasson. To Hickman, 25 feet out. Down to 2:40 to go in the third. Cross courts get past to Kirtner on top to Hickman. Back it goes to Kirtner, dumped down inside to Lessing. Lessing camping out in the lane. There's a lot of contact. Did Lessing use an elbow to fend somebody off? Is it an offensive foul away from the action? Yep, that's the ruling. Lessing was trying to clear out to gain space in the paint, and the official spotted it. We've played 5 minutes, 25 seconds here in the third quarter. Still not a made hoop from the floor. Thanks to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. Sydney with a commanding 28-point lead over Troy, under 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Left side of the floor, it is Gasson through the top of the key, pick and roll with a teammate, but no pass. Ball thrown deep into the right corner, Eli Rosengarten. Down inside to Jarrett Meyer, who cuts to the rim, couldn't get it to fall, it hung, fell off. Thrown to Gasson on the arc, shot fake down the lane. One too many passes. It was intended for Meyer. Goes out of bounds. Boy, that congested area down below the foul line, Chuck, with 8 or 9 players. That second or third pass, usually not necessary.
Yeah, he's got nobody's really looking to score.
No. Here's Lessing, baseline left for Fairlawn. He's got his back to the basket. He's hemmed in by two players. Tries to get out of trouble. And one of the two latched onto his arm.
Well, Fairlawn needs to take advantage of the fact that Tyler's on the bench here. They're not.
Tyler Siegel out. Still a one-point lead for Laramie. We played 6 minutes, 20 seconds in the second half. Only 1 point scored. A free throw by Fort Laramie. Outside the arc, open player, Kirtner. Good look, 3-point land, missed it off the heel. Long rebound right back to Kirtner. Drives into the lane, a floater, no. Rebound Lessing, tipped it over the shoulder on Nate. Foul Lessing. Wow, that's two in the span of, 20 seconds on Lessing. He's now got his first two of the game.
Yeah, that's only his second.
Team foul situation, 7 on the Jets. 5 on the Redskins, 1-1 for Fort Laramie. Correct me if I'm wrong, Chuck, I don't think the Redskins have shot fouls very well in this game.
They are 8 of 14.
Yep, missed 6. Not good enough, 56%. Gasson strolls to the stripe for Fort Laramie. 1:32 remaining in the third quarter, and the score has been stuck. on 23-22. It was 22-22 at the halftime break. 1-1 Gasson. It is bouncing all around and going in. And head coach Corey Britton at Fort Warren, he shook his head. That shot needed every inch of the rim to go in. As Corey sighed, relief. 24-22 Redskins. My goodness, Chuck, a 4 or 5 point lead in this game is enormous. Gasson used every centimeter of the iron again and got a favorable roll. And it trickled through. 25-22. Redskins up 3. Fort Laramie's biggest lead, 6. Once at 14-8. Here's Lessing, high left with a jump shot for Fairlawn. 17-footer inside the arc. Missed it hard. The rebound ricocheted out to Dylan Braun. He scurries down the floor for Fort Laramie. 1:11 to go in the quarter. Braun sets up. Open area behind the arc. Three-pointer short. Rebound Hickman. Hickman's got it for Fairlawn. Down to Keyshawn Johnson. Right wing to Kirtner. Flips it cross court to Hickman. Baseline left. Bounces back out to Lessing. Tyler Siegel on him. Oh, squeezing around two players goes Lessing. Tyler Siegel thought maybe he fouled. He was disappointed. Whistle blew. It's on Lessing. Charging his third in about 90 seconds. It looked like Chuck Lessing had gotten around the two players trying to put the stop to him. But he may have used his arm to hook and clear space. Once he was getting in between the two defenders.
A lot of congestion down there. I couldn't actually see what happened.
No, we didn't have a good view like the official had. 42 seconds to go, third quarter. Three-point lead, Fort Laramie. Fairlawn's been shut out in the third quarter. Here's Gasson trying to go back door to Braun, but the Jets will have none of it. Hand off to Siegel, head of the key. Give it up to Burning. Burning dances into the lane, around a Fairlawn Jet player. All the way to the rack. Burning scores. How about that? First field goal, third quarter, came with 20 seconds to go. The Jets counter to Jiffy down inside to Hickman. Hickman powers to the iron, foul against Fort Laramie. That is correct, right, Chuck? First field goal, third quarter, came with 22 seconds remaining.
Yes.
And Burning got the bucket for Fort Laramie.
Laramie scored 5 points in the quarter. So far, Fairlawn has not scored.
As Hickman does not connect at the stripe. He missed it. 17.2 to go. Third quarter. 27-22 Fort Laramie. Now, that's a high school football score for sure right there, Chuck. 27-22. Now 27-23. 15 seconds left. Third period. Deep left corner. Redskins have the ball. First free throw missed by Hickman. Second one was in. Here's Gasson with 6 to play. Head of the key. Near side to Braun. Braun gives it up to Burning. Burning jacks up a 3. Got it at the buzzer. Wow, what a shot. Evan Burning locked it in. A long 3. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it. Catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7, 30, 23 at the end of 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There was actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer fertilizer.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fairlawn finds itself now down by 7, biggest deficit the Jets have faced in this game. as we kick off play here in the fourth quarter. Jets on the weave out front, and Gasson steps in front of Kirkner and picks up the team's seventh 1-1 time for Fairlawn.
Well, if you've only scored 23 points in the game, a seven-point lead is a pretty good lead for Fort Loramie.
I would say so, Chuck.
Yep.
Free throw, Kirkner, 1-1. He earns the bonus. He's got it. 30-24 in favor of the Redskins. Second shot, Kirkner missed it long. Rebound gathered by Tyler Siegel. Out back it goes to Burning. Fourth court left, picked up by Lessing. How big was that three-point shot by Burning at the end of the third period?
Well, it was huge. It's the difference between a six and a three-point lead.
Uh-huh. Here's Gasson throwing cross-court to Burning. Burning looks for help. Gives it up to Rosengarten. Near flank to Gasson. Gasson tries to inch his weight down into the lane. He's sandwiched, fouled. Kirkner got him shoulder to shoulder. 1-1 Redskins. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Fairlawn's now at 9. Jets have committed 9 personal fouls. And the next one for the last 7:20 for Fort Loramie is the bonus, the double bonus. Can't remember, Chuck, when the last time I saw the double bonus in play for virtually the entire fourth quarter. Free throw, Gasson up and in on the 1-1. He deserves the second. 31-24 Redskins. Still Fairlawn, no field goals in the second half. There's two made free throws. Gasson in again, and the Redskins widen the lead to 8. 32-24. When will Fairlawn get a bucket in the second half of this game? Hickman looks for help, goes on top to Nick Brodigam, right side to Lessing, Gasson on him. Cross-court pass to Kirkner, to Hickman, picked up by Plyman of Fort Loramie. Hickman backs him down, goes to the foul stripe. Right corner, Kirkner. Starts a drive, can't make it, throw to the rim, flips it back out to Lessing, into the top of the key. Left side pass to Nick, on top Hickman, shot fake, Plyman checks him. Siegel comes out to guard Kirkner, right flank. Ball given back to Kirkner. He hoists up a triple, line drive shot off the back iron. No, rebound Burning. Fairlawn still scoreless from the field in the second half for 9.5 minutes. Here's Burning, head of the key for Fort Loramie. Leaves it on the play to Gasson, and head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie gets a timeout. 6:27 to go in the game. Redskins up 8 on scorersbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Oh, don't miss out on high-quality furniture at Goffney Furniture. Great savings on prices, too. Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms. 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney for Goffney Furniture. Use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Goffney, 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for even more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Well, after the timeout, Fort Loramie forces the ball down inside to Tyler Siegel, and he's got two blue shirts on each shoulder, one of whom charged with a foul. And Siegel's at the stripe, two free throws. Two shots the rest of the way for Fort Loramie in this game. Swish on the first one. 33-24 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins with a chance now to stretch out this lead at the charity line. Siegel again. Got it again. 10-point spread, biggest of the night. Fairlawn still without a made field goal in the second half. We've gone through 10 minutes. Deep in the right corner, Kirkner on top to Drew Brodigam. Does Drew have a point in this game, Chuck?
Drew has not scored.
Not scored. There's a pass to the interior of Fairlawn's offense. And Cody Gasson puts the clamps on Nate Lessing down low. Lessing was going to receive the pass. Gasson put a hit, a football move on Lessing, made sure he didn't catch it. And Lessing's at the stripe. 1-1, team foul 8 on the Redskins. Keyshawn Johnson back on the floor for Kirtner, for Fairlawn, and Kirtner gave a very good account of himself here tonight. Free throw by Lessing, swish. 34-25, Redskins up 9. Second shot by Lessing, 1, 2, 3, 4 bounces in the air, got it again. 34-26, Redskins up 8. Fairlawn without a made field goal here in the second half. They've canned 4 free ones at the stripe. That's it. Deep in the right corner with the ball, Dylan Braun for Fort Laramie. Gives it up to Plyman, head of the key, left side to Burning. Lessing on him. Burning hangs on, feeds Siegel, top of the circle. 5:40 to go in the game. Baseline right pass to Gasson, right back into Tyler Siegel. Busted up by the Jets, who can't hang on. It goes out of bounds. Good defensive play by Drew Brodigan, who almost came up with the theft. Burning right of the rim, lobs into Siegel against Drew Brodigan. Foul immediately. Keyshawn Johnson doubled down. Redskins with double bonus after double bonus. We still have 5:38 to go in the fourth. Both teams have racked up the fouls tonight. The Jets more than Fort Laramie.
Well, that was the fourth foul on Nate Lessing.
Lessing has 4, all of them in this half. Free throw, Siegel, good. Boy, he's got a nice stroke at the stripe.
They've made 8 in a row now after their poor start.
8-14 at one point was Fort Laramie. Nice string going here. Second shot, Siegel. And I jinxed him. Barely caught the front rim. Rebound, Lessing of Fairlawn. Down 9 are the Jets. Under 5.5 to go in the game. Top of the circle, Nick Brodigan. Right side, Keyshawn Johnson. Coming out to catch Lessing. Goes to Hickman. Left corner. It is Nick. Cross court to Keyshawn. Might have walked. Goes baseline. A runner in the air. Missed it. No good. In and out. It lipped the rim. It was below the iron. A lid on it now for Fairlawn. Still without a field goal in the second half. That shot by Keyshawn came oh so close to going in, but it wouldn't stay down. Redskins garnered the rebound and have the ball to her right. 9-point game, 35-26. Oh, what a feed. Gasson finds a teammate, Braun. Cutting behind the defense. Braun caught it, leaping toward the iron, laid it in. It scooted around the iron and dropped. And it's 37-26 in favor of Fort Laramie. Jets have the ball. Keyshawn Johnson, right corner. Lessing backed up behind the arc to shoot the 3. Might have gotten away with a back pedal walk. Missed it way short. That's because he was clouded. He was decked on the play. Dylan Braun picked up number 4. Nate Lessing's got 3 free throws coming up. This has been a strange game indeed. Free throw Lessing. In and out. No good. ...37-26... Fort Laramie up 11. Lessing eyes the basket in the middle of these 3 free throws for the Jets. Come to the bench to talk with head coach Sidwell as Lessing sinks the second shot to make it 37-27. Third free throw, Lessing. He tries to go 2 of 3 and does. 37-28. Fort Laramie up 9. Still over half the fourth quarter to go. Fairlawn putting on pressure in backcourt. Redskins burning, having difficulty. Timeout called Redskins. Chuck will keep it right here and let our listeners know about one of our Fort Laramie game sponsors, about whom we talked earlier, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured. Family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships one at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Laramie. On the web at tomjerrys.com, TOMJERRYS.com. Tom and Jerry's will give your home or office system the tune-up it needs. And the weather is starting to feel more like winter. Chuck, a switch was turned on November 30th. Between that day and December 1, wow.
Yeah, they can have it back.
You're headed down to where, Florida, in the middle of January?
I'm going down to Florida in January for my daughter's wedding.
Yep. Now make sure when you come back.
I'll try to bring some with me.
Yeah.
I've never found that works very well.
Yeah, bring some heat back to Ohio. 4:29 left to go in the fourth quarter. 9-point lead Fort Loramie. The theme of the second half, like the first half, defense. But the Redskins' defense has been so stout, so stingy, so suffocating. Fairlawn does not have a field goal in 12 minutes in the second half of this game. Top of the circle, burning for the Redskins, and lead by 9. Gives it up to Gasson at the elbow on the left. Cross court, he whips it on the play to Rosengarten. Man open down underneath, it's Jarrett Meyer. Reverse layup, missed it, no good. And we got a tie-up. Oh, the Redskins fans say that a Jet player was on the back of Meyer. It's ruled a jump. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Ball being thrown in by the Redskins right of the rim. 4:07 to go in the fourth. The playmaker here is burning as a wet spot is being mopped up below the rim. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors. A lot of gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board during the high school basketball season last March. Ball lobbed in by Fort Loramie, intercepted by Lessing. Lessing bolts the other way, driving layup. Yes! Lessing gets the first bucket for the Jets here in the second half. Interception, a run out the other way. Timeout called, 4:01 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie 37, Fairlawn 30 on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
But the Fairlawn Jets are hoping, Chuck, that that goal by Lessing right there enables Fairlawn offensively to break loose in the last 4 minutes. It took 3 minutes and 59 seconds of the fourth quarter, 8 minutes of the third, in order for the Jets to get a field goal. Still down only 7. Interception pressed by Fairlawn. Keyshawn Johnson stole it. Drives. Missed it. No good. Lessing rebound. Once, twice. No on both, but a foul against the Redskins. And even after the timeout, Fort Loramie challenged against the pressure of Fairlawn, which got another swipe. Couldn't finish, but Lessing's at the line with 2 coming. A chance to make it a 5-point game. Free throw, Lessing, front rim, backboard, in. I think that's five straight points for the Jets. It was 37-26 Redskins, 5 in a row now. I think that's correct, but fair one. Make it 6 in a row. 37-32. Redskins' 11-point lead has been shrunk to 5. 3:40 left to go in the fourth. On the arc, open player, Bond, got a good feed, shot blocked, out of nowhere came a Jet. That block was clean by Lessing, I think, and then a loose ball foul against Fairlawn. As the ball was rolling around on the floor, Dylan Braun dove at it. Personal picked up on the play by Keyshawn Johnson of Fairlawn, who's got, 4 on him?
4 now.
At the line for Fort Loramie is Dylan Braun. Free throws so enormous, especially in this game, because each team is in the double bonus. The last 3:35 of the fourth, Fort Loramie's been in the double bonus almost the entire quarter. Fort Loramie was shooting 2 free throws with well over 7 to play in this game. Shot by Dylan Braun, up and in. He's got it, 38-32 Redskins. Second one, Dylan Braun spins the ball in his hands, launches it, it's swished. 39-32, 7-point advantage, Fort Loramie, 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. Keyshawn Johnson in the lane, handoff to Nick Rodigan. Out back to Hickman, who sizes up a three. Hickman lets it go. Missed it. No good. Weak side rebound. Yes. Blessing went in to gobble up the board and stuck it through. 39-34. Redskins to hit the five. 3-12 below the fourth. Go to midcourt to Jarek Meyer. Meyer dashes up ahead. Tries to get out of trouble. He's pinned on the sideline. Triple teamed. Head coach Corey Britton of the Redskins gets a timeout. 5-point game, 3:03 to go in the fourth. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCurdyville, owned by Adam Rice, reaches out to aid small businesses with PC and network repair, remote management, data recovery, upgrades, tutoring, data transfer, and more. Adam Rice offering high-quality computer service on time. Phone him at 937-538-6948. Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions. 538-6948. Very high quality service, and Adam is prompt. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCurdyville. .303 left in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie nurses a 5-point lead, 39-34. 8 of the last 10 points have been scored by Fairlawn. Jets have the ball. I should say the Redskins have the ball 30 feet away. It's burning. Both teams in the double bonus. Open player. Braun is caught outside with two men on him. It slips a pass down inside to Cody Gasson for the gimme. Fine awareness by Braun of Fort Loramie. And then Hickman counters a long three left corner. Swish for Fairlawn. Hickman bombs away. Is that his first field goal of the night, Chuck?
Yes.
2:33 left to go in the game. Jets within four, 41-37. Ball flipped into the left corner to Gasson. Cross court near side to Braun. Braun jacks it up a bomb. In and out. No good. Rebound juggled out of bounds off Fort Loramie. That was a three ball down here to the left by Hickman, was it not?
Yes.
Yep. Scoreboard correct, 4-point game, 41-37. Jets making it interesting down the stretch. Fort Loramie had worked ahead by 11 at 37-26 with under 5 to play. Fort Loramie's lead was double digits. Jets have bounced right back, not being denied. Give Fairlawn a lot of credit. Lessing off a screen, rotates on top. Missed a three-pointer badly off to the right. It did not catch rim. Gasson with a rebound. Long heave down the floor. Cherry-picking Plyman catches in the left corner. Flips it out back to Gasson. 1:55 to play. Redskins up four. Here's a baseline drive by Burning. Burning around a man, another. Defensive foul. Jets get there late. And Nate Lessing, Chuck, with about 2 minutes left in this game, was shooting a three ball to make it a one-point contest, and he misfired poorly. It was not even close. And now shooting foul shots, burning for Fort Loramie. It is good. Fort Loramie has really gotten sharp at the stripe in this second half. Deep breath by Burning. And he arches one up, and it is in again. All court, Evan Burning. Money in the bank. 6-point game, 43-37. Fairlawn down a half dozen. Hickman on the arc. Starts to drive, foul line. Goes to Lessing, low on the left. Lost the ball, got it back. He's doubled. On top to Hickman for a triple. It is good! Hickman way, way outside. Wow, that was a long one. Biggest shot of the night right there. And the longest one as well as Hickman draws Fairlawn back within three. Quick timeout called. 1:32 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go on
online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease, and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Oh, what a game this has turned out to be. It looked like Fort Laramie might run away with it at one stretch, late third quarter, early fourth. Fairlawn simply could not find the range. There was a lid on it. The Jets have warmed up, ignited by two triples from Hickman here in the last minute.
And defensive pressure on the full court press now is really what brought them back into the basketball
yep,
game.
It's turned the Redskins over a few times. Fort Laramie gets it down into the half court this trip. Minute 20 to go in the game. Redskins up three, 43-40. Here's Burningham, midcourt, dribbles right into traffic. Nick Brodigan knocks it away. Great steal. Throws to Keyshawn Johnson, down to Lessing. Lessing in the paint, foul from behind. He'll shoot two, double bonus. Speaking of pressure, Chuck, there it was again. It forced the miscue from the Redskins. And fortunately for Fort Laramie, Fairlawn did not get a made basket in a foul shot. Nearly did. Lessing at the line. He'll have to earn them from the free throw stripe. He shoots it up and hits the front rim. It falls off.
He was walking off the free throw line before the ball was out of his hand.
Yeah, he was. He short-armed it. Minute 10 to go. Redskins still up three. Lessing again. Swish. 43-41. Jets trail the Redskins by two. Nip and tuck down to the wire. There's a long throw down the floor. Burning left corner for Jarrett Meyer. He makes a football reception. Throws it out to Gass, and he's wrapped up and fouled with 60 seconds remaining. Anyone yet to foul out for Fairlawn, Chuck?
No, they got three guys with four.
That's what I thought.
I'm not sure who you foul right now. Like maybe Tyler Siegel, but he's had a pretty good run in the second half.
Uh-huh.
Gasson's four for four.
Gasson at the stripe for Fort Laramie. Front rim, backboard. It is good. Soft touch. Big free throw. 44-41 in favor of the Redskins. Exactly 60 seconds remaining in this game. Second shot here for Gasson of Fort Laramie. Concentration in. He makes it. 45-41. 55 seconds to go in the contest. Lessing, top of the circle for the Jets to Hickman. Shot fake. Climbing on him. Ball lobbed to Lessing in the post. He's triple teamed. Banks up an 8-footer. Missed it hard. No good. Fairlawn bench. One of the foul. Rebound Siegel. Outlet pass. Foul. Fairlawn.
You're not going to get that call.
No.
There might have been hand-to-hand, but there was no foul.
At Fairlawn bench, wanted a touch on the wrist of Lessing called. It was ignored. Probably a good no-call. Fine defense by Fort Laramie, which put three men on Lessing when he caught the ball in the lane back to the basket. Gasson short on the foul shot. He pulled the string.
4-8, six in a row. We'll give him one.
Yep. Allowed to miss one occasionally under this kind of heat. Oh, boy, the pressure is mounted. 45-41, Fort Laramie. Gasson shoots number two. Bullseye, he's got it. 46-41, Redskins. 43 seconds to go in the game. Lessing to Keyshawn Johnson. Back to Lessing. Near side, Nick Brodigan. Through the lane, running one-hander. Beautiful shot, Nick Brodigan. Wow. He went skipping through the paint, got below the foul line, and hit a runner NBA style. That shot is comfortable for Nick Brodigan, Chuck.
Yeah, he did a nice job. He got into the lane. He shot that over top of Siegel.
Uh-huh. Made goal by Nick Brodigan. Timeout called. 33.5 remaining. Redskins up 3, 46-43 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
My name is Maddie Fortman, a senior cheerleader at Fort Laramie High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fort Laramie Redskins. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Fort Laramie. Three-point game. Redskins in the lead. 33.5 to go in the fourth. Fairlawn Jets were struggling to score points through 12 minutes to start the second half and have unloaded 20 now in the fourth to make it a very tight contest as Dylan Braun runs free across the center line, circles the wagons for Fort Laramie after the Redskins beat the press. He's fouled pursuing the play. Nick Brodigam caught him on the hip. And Dylan Braun is forced to shoot two at the stripe with 27.8 to go. Dylan dips the knees and hits. Redskins are going to wind up shooting, I bet, what, 30 free throws, Chuck, in this game?
That's 30 right there.
Is that right? And I wasn't keeping track. That was just a wild guess. Here's number 31 shot by Fort Laramie from the stripe tonight. And Dylan Braun uses every bit of the iron to roll that one around and in. Five-point game again. 20 seconds to go. Hickman hits Lessing. Lessing drives through the lane. And the ball was tipped away before blowing. Popped up in the air. Redskins snatched it. Tyler Siegel's got it. He's fouled. And Fort Laramie shoots. 17.4 remaining. It was imperative the Jets put points on the board that trip down the floor.
Well, Fort Laramie here in the fourth quarter is 14 of 16 from the free throw line.
That will win you close games every single time. Siegel back at the stripe for Fort Laramie. 17.4 remaining. He is on target. Fort Laramie Redskins with a stellar night at the stripe. Six-point contest. Siegel missed this one hard. It bounced up. Looked like it hit the clock above the backboard. No whistle. Jets whip it down the floor. Broken up at midcourt by Dylan Braun. 14.4 remaining. Six-point game. Ball inbounded to Reck behind the arc. Now to Nick Brodigam. There goes that runner of his. Through the paint. High off the glass. Hit the rim. No good. Rebound of a Siegel. And he is barricaded down inside by two or three Jets, one of whom fouls him. And Tyler Siegel goes the other way. Two more free throws coming, 5.4 left. Six-point lead Redskins. Fort Laramie has won it, surviving a late rush by the Fairlawn Jets here tonight. And, Chuck, this will be the last time we say it tonight, but I will agree with you. Oftentimes tonight, Nate Lessing for Fairlawn just a bit too unselfish.
He scored 21 points for the night, 11 of them in the fourth quarter, most of them from the free throw line.
Right. Siegel at the stripe for the Redskins, buries two more. Wow, what a clinic by Fort Laramie at the free throw line. Long three try by Reck at Fairlawn as the Jets hustle up into the forecourt. Reck lets one go. He pumped it from way behind the arc as the buzzer sounds. It's short, no good, and the Fort Laramie Redskins have hung on to beat the Fairlawn Jets by 8, 51-43 here in the Shelby County League contest tonight. Last year, the two teams played games decided by 9 and 7. Tonight, an 8-pointer. At one stage, Chuck, with under two to go, Lessing was shooting a three for Fairlawn with the deficit at four. He missed it, and that was the Jets' last gasp. Fairlawn simply put Fort Laramie at the line with the double bonus far too soon in the second half. In fact, the Redskins shot the double bonus the entire fourth quarter and won this game by 8 points, 51-43. It was a defensive contest, very closely played, physical throughout the night, and the Redskins got the lead they needed at the halftime, or I should say shortly after halftime. Great defense by Fort Laramie in the third quarter as the Fairlawn Jets didn't get a bucket in the third, didn't score a field goal in the second half until about 4 minutes left in this game. And as a result of that sterling defense by Fort Laramie, the Redskins are able to stave off the Fairlawn Jets here tonight. The final tally, 51-43. Chuck, let's take a short break as you continue to hammer out the stats. I'd like to let our listeners know that we've got girls action for you on Thursday night from Minster. The Minster Lady Wildcats are in action against Coldwater. Tip-off 7:30 on the web, online on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:10 on Thursday night for the game between the Minster and Coldwater girls. Friday night, it is Rushi at Anna Boys. Tip-off at 8 on the web, online on scoresbroadcast.com on Friday evening at 7:40. And then Saturday afternoon, we've got action for you right back here at Fort Loramie. The Lady Redskins entertain unbeaten Versailles.
They'll have their hands full on that one.
Tip-off 2:30 on the web, online on scoresbroadcast.com at 2:10 Saturday afternoon. And then Saturday night, we are at New Bremen. I'll double-check on the start time. I think it's a 7:30 tip. Fort Loramie boys at New Bremen on Saturday night. On the web, online, on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:10. That, by the way, is Fort Loramie's next game. The Redskins are idle this coming Friday. Meanwhile, the Fairlawn Jets play home on Friday evening in the Shelby County League to Houston before traveling to Jackson Center on December 23rd. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring. Great free throw shooting tonight by Fort Loramie. Great may not be the adjective to describe it well enough. It was tremendous, terrific, and that spelled the difference down the stretch.
Well, they were at 7-12 at the half, and they missed their first two of the so at one point they were 8-14, and then they went 19 of 22 the rest of the game. They were 27-36 from the free throw line. Fairlawn 12-17, just didn't get there enough.
Right.
Individual scoring, Fairlawn led by Nate Lessing with 21, and then drops down to Cody Kirtner with 8, 7 for Luke Hickman, and 5 for Nick Bronigan. They scored 43 for the game. Loramie had 3 in double figures. Dylan Braum with 15, 12 each from Tyler Siegel and Evan Burning, and 9 from Cody Gasson. They scored 51. And looking at Clancy's players of the game for Fairlawn, I want to give it to Cody Kirtner because he had a heck of a game with only having one leg and not much practice time. And I'm going to go on the other side. We'll give it to Cody Gasson. I thought he did a terrific job defensively.
Mm-hmm.
And he was 7 of 8 from the free throw line and 6 of 7 in the fourth quarter when they needed him to make free throws.
Yep, excellent floor game from Cody Gasson, who was also sharp at the line. And I agree with you, Chuck. Cody Kirtner sparked the Fairlawn Jets tonight. It was his first basketball of the year. Those are our Clancy's Award winners. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
So many thanks tonight to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at TomJerry's.com. And gratitude as well to these Rushi sponsors, which joined us last March during the basketball tournament. A big shout-out to the Francis Schulze Company and to Superior Aluminum. the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, on board with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. These anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star and Troy Body Car Star, the U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. We salute Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Rookins in Fort Loramie, the Bluffton University MBA program, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, Frisch's in Sydney, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, the In-Between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in between, it's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Sydney Car Care, 492-9495. Well, Chuck, I think Fort Loramie has established itself as the team to beat in the Shelby County League boys race this year.
I think so. I'm looking forward to them and Rushi. I think that that's going to be quite a battle. Both of them play incredibly good defense.
And interestingly enough, those two clubs collide at the end of each round.
There you go.
And we will be covering those two games for you for sure. Fort Loramie winning both games tonight, taking the JV game handily and winning the nightcap, the varsity tilt, by 8. For Rhett Jish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, I'm Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Fort Loramie. Again, the final score, Redskins 51, the Jets 43.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.